begin. Okay, I'm not going to call the list today. Is there any, are there any new names that weren't on yesterday that I know David Eisalt? If there are any others, just do me a favor and let me know. Okay, yesterday we were discussing the relationship between Gazela and Oshek, and we want to try to finish that that part of the topic today. If I have what I need here. Okay, so what we've seen so far is that there is an apparent stira between two Gemaras. The Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Kufir Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara seems to identify Oshek and Gezel. The Gemara says, "Hainu Oshek, Hainu Gezel." At least that's the maskana of Rava. That's one Gemara, and then we had the other Gemara, which of course is the Gemara in Daf Ayin, the famous Gemara, which is the Gemara in Daf Ayin Tes, in Bahir and Bavakama in Meruba, the end of Meruba, where the Mishnah teaches us that Gemara teaches us that Gezel is related to Chozek and Farhesia, and that the classical case of Gzela is Vayikach Hachanis Miyad HaMitzri. So on the surface, these two seem to be soser one another. If Gezel really is Vifarhesia B'Chozek Yad, and that even distinguishes it from Geneva, despite the fact that they have something which apparently is more in common than Oshek and Gezel, and that is at least that there's a Maisa Hotza Mershus HaBailim, even more so Ayde Kinyon, excuse me, if that's what distinguishes Gezel, it's hard to understand why the Gemara would even be asking the question about the relationship between Oshek and Gezel. So if we only had Bava Kama Daf Ayin Tes, we would certainly be surprised when we encountered Bav Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And this is not something that we are fabricating either. It's not just in our imagination. Already the Rishonim were obviously bothered by this question, and the Achronim as well. They're all bothered by this question. We encountered it yesterday in the Magen Mishnah, who basically says, given the Rambam's formulation of the Gemara Daf Ayin Tes, Vayigzal Achanis Miyad HaMitzri, so where is there any room for Oshek being the same as Gezel? Indeed, the Rambam himself, as we already noted, both in Sefer Mitzvos and in the Koteret Hilchos Gzela, counts Oshek and Gezel independently. Sounds like he is rejecting Shitas Rava, but that's not so simple. But this is the question that the Magen Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah both ask. The truth is that the Rishonim explicitly already asked this question, and that's the Smag. I told you to look at the Smag, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Vav and Kuf Nun Zayin. The Smag begins by quoting the Gemara and Daf Ayin Tes, and quoting the Rambam's formulation of it. In fact, Ezehu Gozel Zel Lokeach Mamun Chaveru Bechazaka, Kagon Shechatav Metaltlan Miyado Shenichas Arshusa Shelo Baratzon Abaylim, Natal Kelim Misham, Otokaf Avadav Ubehemto Venishtamish Bahem, Oyard Latok Sadeov Acha Perosav, V'chol Kayotze Bazehu HaGezel, K'inyan Shenemar, V'yigzel Achanis Miyad HaMitzri, Ezu Oshek, Zeshema Mamon Chavero, L'yado Beratzon Abaylim, V'kivin Shetva'o, Kava Shomamon Etzlo, B'loch Zero. Gon Shoye B'yad Chaver, Pikadon O'Halva, O'Skirus, V'hu Tovo V'en Yachal O'Tzia B'dayanim, V'pnei Shehu Ilem. So this is the Shehu Alam, I'm sorry. So basically, this is the quotation of the Rambam, this is the quotation of the Gemara Bava Kama, and then the Smag from there says, V'kasha, afal pisha pshuto kachu, mikomoko mama rabba v'perek ha-mekabel, zehu oshuk, zehu gezel, v'hochi afkar achmana betrei lishni, lav or lav, v'shnei lavin. So this Smag explicitly asks, this is a stira. Smag says that the definition of Ayigzol Asachanis Miyad HaMitzri seems to be incompatible with the words of Rava that Oshek and Gezel are one and the same. That's the Smag's question. The Smag's solution is quite a radical one. What is the Smag's solution? Yeah? What's your name again?
Josh Weinberg.
Josh. Okay, go ahead.
Resolve the mysterious between the two. He says, correctly, well, according to the way the Kinnock understands the Smag, he seems to say that there's no log of related to Gzela for Lo Tzasho.
Right.
And it relates to Mafokus in terms of you shouldn't be marvin Mafokus like Koran Gadda.
Why do you say in the way the Chinuch understands the Smag?
I guess that's the most pashut way to understand the Smag.
Is there another way?
Maybe.
I mean, you have something in mind? Okay, I mean, basically you're right. I mean, that's what he says, I think. I think it's explicit. Lefi inyan zeh, you'll tell me in a minute what you have in mind. Lefi inyan zeh lav echad hu, right, this is the Smag. It's one lav against the Rambam and most Rishonim. V'nimna tachtav hodgasinim b'perek chelek amarav kolamachzik v'machlokes over belav shenemar v'liya kakorach v'cha'adasa. So, is there any other way to... I mean, you have something else in mind for this one?
Not anything that... I didn't find the other way
Okay. If you come up with something else, I'd be curious and happy to hear it.
Did I say yesterday, told me that in terms of where the Maisik name, the Maisik Kinyan is by Lo Tzasho in the Gemara Bava Metzia?
Say that again?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that in just a sec. I mean, is there one? Or what do we mean when
we say
that? But that's already within... the view that we were talking about in terms of the view of Kovesh Skar Sakhir more particularly, right? But we'll get to that in a second. But basically, the simple reading of the Smag would be that we see from the identity between Gzela and Oshek that you really don't need a Maisa Gzela per se to be defined as Gezel. Now, it could still be that if you go the root of Mais and Zeil, namely, you're not Kovesh Davar Shel Chavero, at least not initially, but you take something from him, you still might require a Kinyan. That's a different point. But it's not because either Kinyan or Maisa Lekicha or Otsa Mirshus Habaylim per se is a definition of Gezel. It just means that if you're going to get a Gezel, not based on Kvishas, but based on Lekicha, then the Lekicha has to have a certain legal content, namely Kinyan. Again, the Smag doesn't tell us how he deals with all these niceties, but that's the simple pshat, at least the part that you quoted from the Chinuch is, I think, unaffected by that. And I think you're right. We'd have to now ask the question. So, having said that, what does he do with the first part of what he says? Right, now, he quotes the Gemara Bava Kama, then he says, basically, the Kasha, the Gemara Bava Metzia, and then he says, okay, based on the Gemara Bava Metzia, I give up. I concede. It's one lav, which frees up a lav, which is very nice, for, Loya Kekorach Vadoso, which the other Rishonim don't count, and Klal Yisrael apparently, has not counted that.
The reason why
I'm going
to find out the lav is because how does he read the Gemara Bava Metzia? More lav is shnei lav, it literally means there's two lav for one maisa, not there's just one lav.
Right, so he's just saying that in minyan mitzvos, if you're getting a double violation, so in minyan mitzvos we don't count. I mean, there's another.
The Gemara says it counts. It's lav or lav shnei lav.
No, the Gemara says why is it written? The Gemara says lav or lav shnei lav. There's another question. There's a methodological tarjag mitzvos question. What happens in a situation where you have just ribui lav and it's exactly no different mechayvin, exactly one. A Maisavera, one Mechayev, but the Torah considers it to be very chamur and they give you more than one lav. Will you count that in Minyan Mitzvah separately or not? You could still call it's still lav or lav b'shnei lavin in the sense of you get two, on your permanent record, you get two demerits, right? You get l'sigzol l'sasho, the Torah is telling you get a double violation for this particular Avera. Does that justify counting it separately in the minyan of 613? That's still a question, right? Who says that 613 is a minyan of violations or demerits? It could be that it's about independent mechayvim. So, from that point of view, your question's in place. But basically, The Smag is saying, listen, we have to pick the lesser of two evils. On the one hand, we're saying Zehu Oshek, Zehu Gezel, and nothing more than Lav Rala Bishne Lavin. At the same time, if it's the same thing, so why are you over Shnei Lavin? Right. So you have to choose between those two things. So once you have to choose, so then you have to address the Minyan HaMitzvos question, which the Smag could perhaps differ from Rav Sadia Gaon or the Bahag or the Rambam or the Smach or the Urayim and so on that second question, namely, is the 613, is it a count of Mechayvim? Is it a count of demerits and violations? So that is a good point, but it doesn't destroy anything. I mean, it's all, what he's saying here is clearly based on a Rava Perek HaMakabel, Zeh Oshek, Zeh Gezel. L'hochi avku rachmona betrei lishni, lav ra'alav b'shnei lav. He says that explicitly. And yet, ulefi inyan zeh lav echadu, v'nimna tachtav hadagar sinan, kolamachsik v'machlokes, over b'la. Again, there's some whole legend about this whole smag, and the smag having a dream. There's like a whole in the Piyashua about this. Whether you should count Korach Vadaso separately in Minyan HaMitzvos or not. Okay. Not for now. But this is the Smag. So the Smag assumes that there is a Stira and resolves the Stira by taking one Sugya over the other. I think the more intriguing question, your point is a good point in terms of just pointing out, well, what does this tell us about Tariq Mitzvos? That's a good point. But I don't think it raises any questions about what the Smag has in mind. I think the more important point about asking what the Smag has in mind is, well, what happened to Vayigzal Esachonis Miyad HaMitzri? And I think the answer has to be something along the lines of what we said yesterday, what Noah originally suggested, which is, you have to say, Vayigzal Esachonis Miyad HaMitzri isn't necessarily about a Maisa Lekicha, Bal Korcha, etc. It just means, half of what the Lecha Mishnah and Magid Mishnah said, which is that this is something that isn't being done stealthily or subtly, it's something that is being done explicitly. When I say to you, I'm not giving back what I owe you, so I'm not, there's no lekicha mimenu bal korcha, but there is hefsid mamon bal korcha ubefarhesya. There's no niceties about any of this. And by yigzal achonis miyad HaMitzri, well, it looked like it was more than that. It looked like, you could almost see the Mitzri standing there and, getting his chanis taken away from him. That's not the point. It's just, much, much weaker, much more diluted common denominator, namely the fact that there was no subtlety here. He just, grabbed the chanis. And here, too, he's grabbing the guy's money by keeping the guy's money. I think that's what you have to say for the Smag. Smag says originally it doesn't sound that way, and certainly doesn't sound that way in the Rambam, but nevertheless, I bow to the evidence. Yeah.
Is there another way to neutralize the legal of the funds by saying that's really what Rebo and Rebo were arguing about?
That's what
Rebo and Rebo were arguing about.
But he doesn't retract. I mean, this was mentioned to me also yesterday, but
in theory
you could. But again, that's easy to say. What's more intriguing is, since this problem exists also for the Rambam and for the Smag, and in general, Rashi all over the place also quotes Vayigzal Sachonis. Vayigzal Chonis Miyad HaMitzri made a very big impression in terms of Zeila. And it made a normative impression for the Rambam and the Smag and the Chinuch, etc. So for them who are quoting it, the problem is more difficult. And Afal Pi Chein, we have to address it. So I wouldn't discount that could be the issue in the Gemara, and that we pass in against Vayigzal Sachonis, but you just can't say that for these Rishonim. I'm not aware of any of the Rishonim who don't adopt Vayigzal Sachonis Miyad HaMitzri. The ones who speak about it seem to all embrace it. How can you embrace that and still read Bam Metzia Kuf Yud Aleph? That's what we're trying to figure out. The Smag has a very, very specific shita to do that. The other possibility, the other extreme, is to say that indeed there is a stira. Yeah.
Are we saying for the Rambam that there are two different machayvim between Los Asho and regular Gezela?
I think it would be better to say that, absolutely.
And then for Gezela, it's actually like a Maisa Gezela?
Yeah.
Will that fit in with the Rambam later on? Where it seems like even if it's a Maisa Gezela, it's just a Hefsi
Mamon? You would have to relate to them. We'd have to explain them. Why they're different from regular Kvishas Mamon cases. The cases that you're talking about are Shaleach Yad Kofar Bikadon, the ones I told you to look at, I assume. Shol Shomidas, Shaleach Yad, Kofar Bikadon. Right. I mean, on the surface, one would have thought, based on Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, that those should have been Oshek rather than Geza. On the other hand, they're not exactly classical cases of Oshek either. Classical case of Oshek is,
Oshek's not really necessarily either.
What?
Oshek may not be even a pure Hesed Mamon.
Why not?
No, because the end result is Hesed Mamon, but like Rashi on some Aleph.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I don't think Rambam agrees with that Rashi.
Okay.
I mean, about Schar Tzachir?
Yeah.
Some Aleph Beis. That's only Schar Tzachir. Yeah, we'll get that in a second. I don't think that works well for the Rambam. I think it's clear. In fact, I'll explain it in a second, but the Rambam actually left out Schar Tzachir from Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. He talks about Schirus, but he doesn't talk about, I don't think that's a reference to Schar Tzachir. I think that's a reference to a, something that you rent. If I take an object and instead of borrowing it, I rent it, that's Schirus. And I think that's what the Rambam is talking about. Right. So, we'll get back to that point in just a minute. But right, that is an issue. That'll be an issue either way. But it'll be better according to some understandings and worse according to others. But at the moment, so we have clearly the Shita Sahasmad. Again, the Lech of Mishnah's first inclination in the Rambam, but then he rejects it for good reason, is to say that the Rambam did what the Smad did, but the opposite. Now, the Rambam felt it was an unresolvable sphera between these two Gemaras, Ayin Tes and Kufir Aleph. But instead of saying, okay, so we pasuk like Rava Kufir Aleph, saying, oh, we pasuk like Rav Sheshes, and the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Ayin Tes is Koveh. That's what the Lecha Mishnah originally wanted to say. The problem with that is that number one, Rav Sheshes doesn't work out for the Rambam. That's clear. You don't say Rav Sheshes. I mean, there are some Achronim who say, oh, if you look at the Sifra makes it perfectly clear in Vayikra that Oshek and Gezel are two different things. So the Rambam Paskin, like the Sifra, against the Maskana of Rava in the Bavli. So then you're not necessarily beholden to, you're not stuck with Rav Sheshes. But even then, you still have the problem of Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Shiras Halacha Beis of Kovesh Schar Tzachir violating Gezel. And as was pointed out yesterday, who pointed out? Adam, right? That Rambam says that also in Sefer Mitzvos, Reish Mem Zayin. So that is still going to be a problem. It's very difficult to say what the Lecha Mishnah originally wanted to say in the Rambam. Someone else could say it. If you wanted to go the Smag route, that there's a Stira, and just Paskin the other way, that would be something that was doable. Rabbi Kivager, I think, implies this, or kind of goes in this direction. If you look in the Frankel Rambam, he quotes the Rabbi Kivager, appears in a few places. Rabbi Kivager says that the machlokas between Rava and the different days in the Gemara, whether Oshek and Gezel are one and the same, maybe depends another machlokas in Bamitzia, whether Yesh Ona Leprutos. Okay, because there are two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Bamitzia Kufir Aleph Amud Aleph. That's the one we've been spending time on, and then there's the other one I told you to look up, and that is the Gemara in Bamitzia Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. There too, Rava concludes that you violate one. It's one violation with two punishments or two lavin. In the case of Kovesh Schar Tzachir. Right? But the way that Gemara reads is a little bit different. Right? The Gemara discusses the problem. Why do you need psukim to outlaw Ona'a, right? Ribis, and Gezel? So the Gemara says, very important Gemara, which we have to get to it anyway. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, same Rava, Lamali Dekasav Rachman, Alaba Ribis, Alaba Gezel, Alaba Ona'a. And Rashi immediately jumps in and says, well, what's the common denominator between the three of them? Why would you think that you wouldn't have to write separately Ona, Ribbis, and Gezel? The common denominator is Hefsed Mamon. If the Mechayiv is Hefsed Mamon in all three cases, you shouldn't need all three Psukim. Tzrichi. because of Rachmana Lav Beribis, Shub the Chiddushu, Dafil the Belova, Asa Rachmana, because of Rachmana Lav Begezel, Shub the Bal Korche. That's interesting, actually, that the Gemara one wants to zero in on what's unique about Gezel, in this Gemara at least, zeroes in on Bal Korche. Avalona, Emolo, because of Rachmana Lav Bona, the Layad de Machil. So then the Gemara says, Chadam Echad Alo Asya, Tesi Chadam Mitarti, Hey Tesi, Lo Lichter Rachman Allah Beribis, Tesi Mihanach, He Have Shekin Lo Shalom Midas, Tomer Beribis to Midaita, Lo, Midaita, I'm sorry, Lo Lichter Rachman Allah Bona, Tesi Mihanach, Malahanach Shekin in Derech Megach Memkar Bekach, El Lo Lichter Rachman Allah Begezel, Tesi Mihanach, The Mai Porchas, Malah Ribis Shekin Chidush, Right, Ono Tochiach, Malah No Shekin Lo Yadu Machil, Ribis Tochiach, Kozar Adin lo rezeka rezel lo rezeka rezet tzadashav shavahen shekin gozlo afani avi gezel. So the Gemara says Amri hachanami, this is Rava for Rava elalav begezel lamali lekovesh skar sacher. So the Gemara says kovesh skar sacher behedik sivbe lo sashok sacher ani veevion. The Gemara says lav our love b'shnei lavin. So this is the this is the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, "Lukme beribis vona v'lavar l'bishnei lavin." The Gemara says, "Davar lamed minyano u'minyano de sacher ksiv lo signovu." I'm sorry. This pasuk says is written in the context of kovesh kar sacher. This is the pasuk in Kedoshim, as we mentioned yesterday. Okay. So the Rabbi Kveger says, basically, Rava is of the opinion that you don't need a lav of gzela at all. This is a little bit of a different perspective from Kofi Aleph. It's the same Rava, in the sense that, you know, Oshek and Gezel are the same. There are a couple of differences, though, which we just pointed out very quickly. Number one, the Gemara here speaks about Kovesh Schar Sacher specifically, not about Oshek generally. That's important for the Shita that we spoke of yesterday, which we're going to get back to just for a minute today. That's number one. In light of Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, it's easier to say that what Rava said on Kufiyat Aleph Amud Aleph is limited to Schar Sacher. Secondly, and the Gemara backs it up by saying Minyan Dekra. Gemara points out that the Parsha really is talking about, in Kedoshim, is talking about Schar Sacher. So the language of the Gemara and the continuation of the Gemara are important for that. More important, yeah. Yeah, no, the Gemara, the context of Kufiyat Aleph is also Schar Sacher. No question about that. But then when the Gemara says, what do you need Oshek and what do you need Gezel for, that whole discussion in theory could take place in a vacuum. And you could just say that Schar Sacher is just an example of Oshek. Now you could still say that Schar Sacher is an example in Samach Aleph as well. I'm just saying that the actual linkage to Gezel and Oshek is linked to the Oshek of Schar Sacher, specifically in Samach Aleph, which it isn't on Kufiyat Aleph. I think that's important. The other point is that the Gemara really is asking two different questions in theory. On Kufiyat Aleph, the Gemara is saying, why do you need Oshek and Gezel? Aren't they all the same? On Samach Aleph, the Gemara is asking a different question, and that is, why do you need a pasuk for Gezel at all? Not what's the difference between them, but why can't you just derive Gezel from Ona Beribis? Anyways, the Rabbi Kneger's suggestion was that Rava is of the opinion that yesh ona leprutos. That when it comes to ona, ona will apply even on a pruta. And therefore, in theory, you could derive gezel from ona and from ribis. Right? And therefore, the Gemara's conclusion on Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, which is lav rola bishnayim, is Rava's conclusion. Because there's no reason not to derive Gezel from Ona and from Ribbis. So Rabbi Kveger assumed that the Rava and Samach Aleph and the Rava and Kufiyat Aleph have to be looked at together. So when the Gemara says in Kufiyat Aleph also, Zeu Oshek, Zeu Gezel, Lavar Lebishnayim, just as the Gemara in Samach Aleph and says Lavar Lebishnayim, so that's based on the assumption that Yesh Ona as a paradigm for Gezel. But what if you paskin Ein Ona Leprutos? So then you should have a pircha to this whole Gemara in Samach Aleph. No, it's a good pillball, right? And the Gemara itself doesn't link the two issues at all, but Rabbi Kveger is saying, listen, if you hold that, the prutos, So then there's an invisible pircha on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, and that is, you can't compare, you can't learn Gezel from Ono. You can't learn Gezel from Ono, then you need Gezel. If you need Gezel, then it's not so obvious that Kovei Schar Sachir is simply, and Gezel are Lav or Lepishnayim. So that's what Kivager says. Kivager says the Rambam holds, let's see if I can find it here, and he frankly quotes it, from all sorts of Drush V'chidush, one of his tshuvas, all over the place apparently says this. Liani has daiti the lechora kasha, the madam rav kahana, eno no lepruta, simkein leike lemelev gezel meona, ubechrech tzarechoma derava sphira leike levi, the sphira leyeshon on lepruta, simkein lepirish the fiha locha, the pasuk rabbeinu, perkevesokas mechira, that eno no lepruta, mimele itzdrechro legufe legezel pruta. So, again, I'm not sure if he's answering the whole problem of Oshek and Gezel. He might be just answering something more specific, which is, why do you need Lo Sigzel at all to teach you the din of Vayigzel, Zachanis, Miyana Mitzri? Learn that from Ono and Ribbis. The answer is, the Rambam, Lishitaso, can't do it because of the invisible Pircha is a problem for him, even though it isn't a problem for Rav. Okay. My point is, that whether it's Rabbi Kivager or the Lechem Mishnah, an approach to this whole problem is to say, or the Sifra, or Rav Sheshes, is to say we simply don't paskin like the Maskana, the Gemara, and Rava on Bav Metzia, Kuf Yud, Aleph, and Samech Aleph. And therefore, the Iker Gemara is Bava Kama, as opposed to the Smag, who says the Iker Gemara is Bav Metzia, Kuf Yud, Aleph, and Samech Aleph. But that's, basically, that's one approach. Okay. Good. The other possibility is to make other distinctions. So the one we made that we focused on yesterday was the idea that Kovei Schar Sachir Shiny. That's the suggestion of the Magen Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah. And the question is, Magen Mishnah asked the question, well, how do you work that in terms of the Psukim? So we suggested, based on the printed Ritva in Bav Metzia, to answer Tosa's question in Bav Metzia. There is a second Parsha, and I think that's what the Lechem Mishnah has in mind as well. There are two Parshios of Gzela, and in both we have Oshek, but they're written slightly differently. In one case, this they don't say, but if you look at the Diktuk, in one case, it's in the case of Kedoshim, it sounds like Oshek leads willy-nilly, inevitably, inexorably, to Gzela. In the case of the Parshan Vayikra, Shavuos HaPikadon, it sounds like we're listing this Tzumas Yad, there is Pikadon, there is Gezel, and there is Oshek. And Hailechu Dekoi, V'Hailechu Dekoi, V'Hailechu Dekoi, V'Hailechu Dekoi. These are all different violations. It's good, so now you have two parshios, one of which says Gezel is independent of Oshek, and the other which links it. If you look in Kedoshim, that's what the Gemara Bav Metzia is telling us also in Samach Aleph, if you look in Kedoshim, the context in Kedoshim is Kovei Schar Sachir. And that's the one which says that the Oshek is or becomes Gezel. That works very nicely with the Gemara Bav Metzia, Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph as well. And I would just add, if you look at the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, I think it works nicely as well. What goes on in the Rambam is as follows. In Hilchos Gzela, when the Rambam talks about Oshek, he seems to be avoiding Schar Sachir, I think. Either he avoids it, or it's an all-saren. Ezu Oshek, ba mamon chavera letoch yado baratzon, v'kim shetva'u kavash ha-mamon etzlo b'chazka v'log zero. Kagon shayla biyad chavero halva o pikadon o schirus v'u tovea v'ene yochel ahotzi imenu, right? Al zeh nemar lo sashikas reyacha. The simple reading of the Rambam is that it has to be something that was ba liyadcha beheter, which would exclude kovei schar sachir. Kovei schar sachir is wages that you owe him. What is schirus? I think that in this Rambam schirus is like pikadon. It's just interesting that he doesn't call that, it doesn't come under the rubric, apparently, of Pikadon, which is an interesting question in its own right. Right? So there's milva, there is pikadon, and there is schirus. Okay. If that's the case, so it's striking that what the Torah calls oshek, I'm just building the case a little bit more, what the Torah calls oshek clearly in Parshas Kedoshim is omitted from the Rambam's definition in the beginning of Hilchos Gezeila. But then, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Beis, the Rambam actually tells us that you violate Gezel for Kovesh and Oshek for Kovesh Schar Sacher. So if we put it together, right, it ends up working out perfectly. But the Rambam is saying is the Oshek that is different than Gezel is Dover Shabal Yado Beheter, something very specific. It doesn't even include Kovesh Schar Sacher. That is very different from Gezel. There, it's the kvisha, it's the suppression of that. Kovesh Schar Sacher maybe wouldn't qualify for that. But as it happens, Kovesh Schar Sacher is worse. Because the obligation to give, I tried to explain yesterday, and the anticipation and the reliance upon it, Elav Hu Noseas Nafsho, the multiple averas, and the fact that that the Rambam quotes the Divrei Agada as well. The fact that it's not a lav she'ein b'maisa, the question that Achronim asked, all this may point in the direction of schar sacher being something which, you know, it's not ki'ilu bal yado beheter, it's ki'ilu bal yado be'isur, in a way. And that would be very intriguing. So in a sense, it doesn't belong in the formulations in the beginning of Hilchos Gezeila, which are based more on the difference between Oshek and Gezel. That's what the Rambam is trying to explain here. It's a din luchos schirus that this is Gezel and that it's Oshek. So if you look at Sefer Mitzvos, I think this is highlighted as well. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, right, distinguishes between Oshek and Gezel. Los Asei Reish, Mem Hei, Mem Vav, Mem Zayin. So the Rambam addresses the question, are these the same, are they different? And again, Reish Ram Dalet is Yiranu Shel Olignov Mamon. Earlier, Reish Ram Gimel is Yiranu Shel Olignov Ish Mi Yisrael. Then comes Olignov Mamon. Those are important formulations which we'll get back to. Reish Mem Hei Ushi is Yiranu Shel Oligzol. Vehu Litol Ma She'ein Bo Lanu Zchus Ve'onus Ve'hechreyach. So the onus of the achreach, but the also lito, the maisa gzela, the maisa otzah mirshuso, all of this is accented in the Rambam. Kinyan shenemar bayigzal sachanis miyad amitzri. Here he calls it again, like in Rambam, in Mishnah Torah, hu lava nita klase, hu amor v'heshev v'sagzela, and so on. Okay. Then comes resh mem vav. He says hiranu shelo lignov tchume haaretz. We'll get back to that. And then comes Reish Mem Zayin. I think it's very fascinating that the Rambam didn't even, he has Gneva, Gzela, then he has Gzela Skarka of Eretz Yisrael, and only then Oshek. That's different than his order a little bit in Yad HaChazaka. Reish Mem Zayin Hushas Iranu Mehachzik B'meshe Etzleinu Be'en She'is Chayavnu Bo V'shalola Akev Oso below nos nuhu, v'hu amar yisala lo sashrok esreyacha. V'zesh agneva hi lekichas mash etzel acher b'tachbula b'seiser. V'uzarnu me'apol ahu b'amar lo signovu kamo shubiarnu. V'hagezel hu lekichas mash etzel acher b'ones v'echreyach u'b'meriva kamo shiyasu agozlim b'drachim. V'uzarnu mizeh hapoel. Ba'amarolo sigzal, ha'oshek hushayia luzulascha etzlacha davar be'en, rotzalamar shekibalta alecha uba'emunasecha mamon, v'tachzik bo v'lo tikneolo ba'ones o ba'ones, avobudchia uremia, usharnu gamken mizeh poel ba'amarolo sashok. So basically, the Rambam is telling you, I understand the problem, there's Gneva, there's Gzela, there's Oshek, it seems like they're overlapping each other considerably, but don't get too upset. They're different. One is b'tachbula or b'seiser, the other is b'maisa, but both of those are b'echrech or b'ones, but both of those are b'maisa. And oshek is about withholding. U'b'biram b'sifra, lo sashok, oshek, hu shalamamo. Eza zeh, zeh akovesh schar sachir. So then afterwards he adds a sifra, and here he quotes schar sachir. V'chein m'kol ma shadomalo. V'amnam himshu b'schar sachir, bavur hayoso, chov gomor alecha. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvos is defensive about schar sachir, because he knows that it is really not consistent with how he just explained any of these. It's not gneva, it's not gazela, and it isn't really exactly oshek, which is babi yado, be'amuna u'beheter. V'av bishu hu lo nasa lecha me'etzla mamon, v'lo yigia liyadcha mitzido mamon, im kol zeh, achar shabalo etzlecha chov yadua, huzharta me'achazik bo, u'kvar nichbala ba'zhar azu, be'inyan v'lokach dimen zeh ha'inyan ba'atzmo, lo sasho k'sachir ani ve'evyon. It sounds like the Rambam is defensive about Kovet Schar Sachir and telling you, yeah, I understand, that's why you have to have a pasuk which spells out the Oshek of Schar Sachir more than the regular Oshek. Yirtzebo lo sasho kasachir ki hu ani ve'evyon. Kemosh omer bavu lo sava lo v'shemesh ki ani hu. V'loshon sifrei lo sasho kasachir ani ve'evyon. V'lo kfar nemar lo sigzal. Melamed shekol hakovei schar sachir over mishum bal tashok ubal tigzal ubal talin umishum biyomo titen scharo. This is what Adam was quoting yesterday. So if you look at the Rambam, he goes to pains to distinguish between gneva and gzela, and gneva and gzela and oshek, and then he tells you, by the way, oshek includes something which isn't classical to its definition, kovei schar sachir. But that's okay too, because of the urgency of Kovei Schar Sachir. And in that context, he says, yeah, and Kovei Schar Sachir has a separate pasuk, because it is an unusual case, and you're violating Gezel in that context too. I think it's perfect. Put all the Rambams together. But the Rambam is saying is, and it works nicely in the Parshios as well, that Kovei Schar Sachir is the only case of Oshek, which is also Gezel. It's Gezel for the same reason, in a way that it's an unorthodox oshek. For the same reason it can be an oshek, it is even considered to be gezel. So what's fascinating is one more Gemara and Rambam in this light. I told you to look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Right? What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? A nun zayin amin aleph? Michael? You see it? Okay. It's an important Gemara. That's the main sugya, right? Right. Before we get to the Rashi and Rama, which are very, very important, you have it there? The Gemara's formulation is important. Right, the Gemara is trying to figure out what are the Shevetz Bnei Noach. So what do they say? Al Shevetz Bnei Noach Ne'erag Alev, you have it?
Yeah.
Goli Rachamana Bechado V'hoedin Lekulu. Right? You don't have a Tzur Sadaf, right? V'alagezel b'noach ne'erag v'atanya alagezel gona v'gozal v'chein yifas toar. Go ahead. V'chein kiyotze b'hen. V'yitzin l'chayiv instead of asur, because it's a chayiv nisa. Okay. A little louder. Listen, Yasser Mutar Vatanya Kusi. Okay, so that's why the Gemara gets out of the question. Fine. So now we're left with Ganav, Gazlan, and Yifas Toar, and Kiyotzebo. These are all cases of Benoach, which you're a chayav for. Okay? So now the Gemara wants to know, what does this Kiyotzebo mean? No, Polkar Neimas. Right. Elamra Papa. Okay, this will get back to, we need this Gemara anyway for our discussion of Akum and Pachim Shor. Go ahead. Hiyachi. Milay Slay. We'll get to that. Okay. Kuti Bakuti. There's questions. That's not Kiyotzebo. So we still don't know. What is Kiyotzebo? There's Gneva, there's Gzela, there's Yifas Toar, and there's something called Kiyotzebo. So what is this Kiyotzebo? So the Gemara says it's Kover Schar Sachir. Kuti Bekuti Bekuti Be Yisrael Asur, Yisrael Bekuti is Mutter. That we'll get back to. So what does it mean? Kove Schar Sachir is the Kiyotzebo of Gezel. Right? It's very much like the Gemara on Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Gemara should have said Oshek. Why Dafka Kove Schar Sachir? So, if you look at the Rambam, is this just an example or not? So the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes Halacha Tes, right? The Rambam quotes the Gemara Kipshuto. The Noah Chayv al Gezel, Bein Shegozel Goy, Bein Shegozel Yisrael, Echad Agozel, O Agonev Mamon, O Gonev Nefesh, O Hakovesh Skar Sachir, U Kiyotzebo. We don't know what the Kiyotzebo is, but the only case that he mentions of Oshek, he doesn't say Oshek. Right? He just says, Kovesh Skar Sachir. Now again, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gzela, when the Rambam wants to tell you that you're not allowed to steal from a non-Jew, he tells you, Asar Ligzol Kol Shud in Torah, Asar L'Gozlo Ol Oshko. Im Gozlo Ol Oshko Yachzir. The Rambam is not shy about saying Oshek when he wants to say Oshek. Here, he does say Kiyotzebo. Again, the Gemara said this is the Kiyotzebo. So we don't know what that exactly means. But basically, the Rambam has Gneva, Gzela, and Kovetz Schar Sachir. He's reading the Gemara. So the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Chav Ches says, quotes this Rambam, he says, you know, as a Dover Pashut, he just says, obviously, Ben Noach, She'oshak, Momon, Chavero, is Chayiv Misa. He says, how do I know it? Because the Rambam says Kovetz Schar Sachir, and Kovetz Schar Sachir is an example of Oshek. So who I did? In any other case of Oshek, it's a Davar Pashut. That's all the Minchas Chinuch says. But in light of, and he says, after all, because every Oshek violates Gezel, because the Gemara says that Kovetz Schar Sachir is in violation of all these Labin, including Gezel. So it's Gezel Akum, plain and simple. Basically, the Minchas Chinuch seems to be hedging his bets a little bit by kind of saying, is it B'Torah's Oshek that Shechayev, that Ben Noach is Chayev Nisa? Or since every Oshek is Gezel, so it's B'Torah's Gezel. So when I read that Minchas Chinuch, it just got me thinking. You know, especially according to the Mefarshim, we're suggesting that the only time, according to the Rambam, you violate Gezel, and based on the Parshios and the Gemaras, is Kovesh Schar Sachir. Right? So, maybe the Gemara in Sanhedrin is very meduyak, and maybe the Rambam is very meduyak, and he doesn't say Oshek. He means the gzela of a kovesh schar sachir. Now, what's the kiyotze baze? I'm not sure. Maybe it's kofar bikadon shaleach yad and shol shalomidas. I don't know. You know, which are still need to be explained. I don't know, but. Either way, I think it's very possible. Certainly, if the Rambam believes that you only violate Gezel in Kovetz Schar Sachir, so then the Rambam's halacha and Perek Tes halacha Tes doesn't extend to other things. I think it's a similar issue, but this is not so much for the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch has another question. Minchas Chinuch says it's mevuar that you're an Oshek Oshek applies to Milva. Right. Well, it is Mavur in the Rambam. Right. The Rambam here in Perek Aleph, the Pukzela, Halacha, Gimel, that's one of the examples that he brings. Zelo kech mamun adam b'chazaka, kegon shechatach metalt lemiyado, o nechas reshuso, ezu oshek, zesh shavah mamun l'chavero, baratzon, etc. Shehayu b'yado halva, o pikadon, o schirus. The Ram mentions halva. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, well, if oshek is violated every time there's a halva, so how come the Gemara says in Ksuvis that it's quite possible that the only reason you have to pay back a loan is because priyas valkov mitzvah, and then kofen osoat shetetze nafsho because kofen al mitzvah saseh, Gemara in Nakose, Gemara in pay Zion in Ksuvis. What? This should be a much more basic reason why you have to pay, and why we can force you to pay, and that is because you violate Zela. Because you violate Oshek, every milva is an Oshek, and if it's an Oshek, that's a lav, and it's also a lav of Gzela. So Nukas Chinuch says, I just don't understand that whole Gemara in Ksuvis, why it is that the Gemara is focusing only on mitzvah say, priyas v'chov mitzvah. Now, just to mitigate the problem a little bit, even according to the Rambam, according to what we're suggesting, there is Oshek, there's not necessarily Gezel. Okay, it's still more than an assay, it's a lav. So it's still a serious question. But it's still a serious question. It may be that it depends on, you know, on what exactly is happening, which is what some of the Achronim suggest anyway. Some of the Achronim say the Gemara in Ksuvis is a case where the guy isn't paying, but he doesn't refuse ever to pay. He's in a state where he's not paying. You want to force the issue. So, kofen oso ad shetetze nafsho. But if he says, I'm not going to pay you back, I refuse, that's oshek, and that's oshek maybe even in Geza. Okay. But either way, 2 points. Number one, the assumption of Minchas Chinuch that there's gezel in Milva, according to the Rambam, not if you take this view, that kovar schar sacher is the only case of Oshek and Gezel together. Moreover, in theory, one might have said that maybe Oshek doesn't apply at all to Milva. Okay, what do I mean by that? So, the point, I think several people just pointed out, the Rashi on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, right? The Ari just mentioned it also, right? What does Rashi say in Samach Aleph Amud Beis? In Bamtziah.
I was referring to Rashi, who said that the Kamash Malan at the end of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
And he says that there's not really a Hesed Mamor necessarily by Oshek. There seems to be God's letting.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the next Rashi. One second. Ubin Yono de Schirus Ksiv, no. I'm talking about the first Rashi in Samach Aleph on Beis. Ubin Yono de Schirus Ksiv, Lav de Gezel, Lo Sashok, Vilo Sigzal, that's the Pasuk in Kedoshim, V'chol Oshek, Kvisha Schar Sacheru. So the Rashi is saying that the classic case of Oshek, or the only case of Oshek, is Schar Sacher. That's the Rashi I was referring to. You're referring to... So maybe I answered you incorrectly. Are you talking about the bottom Rashi?
Yeah.
Kovar Schar Sacher, V'lo Mati L'yade, V'lo Mechaser Le. I thought that only meant that... meaning, what do you want to say about Rashi?
I mean,
it is true, physically it's true.
I know
Lamat
Liyadeh, but we always assume that there is a Hesed Mamon by Oshek.
Well, there is, and there. Right, but I think I thought the first part, the second part is based on the first part. I mean, since Lamat Liyadeh, unlike. I thought he was saying like the Rambam in a way. I thought the two Rashis here, are the Rambam and the anti Rambam. Okay, but that's not a stira, meaning the chiddush is that kovar schar sacher, which you normally wouldn't associate with gezel, because lo matali yadei v'lo mechaser le. Meaning it's all a milva, basically.
I was thinking that maybe Oshek is different, that it wasn't classic Maisik Zelo, or maybe even a classic Hetsu Momo in some way. Because it's not, I guess the classic Hetsu Momo would be when you're actually taking...
I mean, if there's a ben, or there's a ben that you take.
And here there's no, it's not a real ben, so Oshek is like a funny...
If it's only Kovei Shechar Socher.
Yeah, if it's just Kovei Shechar Socher. So I was just... From that Rashi, I was gathering that. I'm not saying that's as simple as...
I hear. Okay, you might be right. It might be... I was interpreting it a little differently, but it doesn't really change the bigger picture too much, one way or another. But the Rashi I was referring to is the next Rashi. So the next Rashi, Rashi seems to say that Oshek is limited to Kovei Shechar Socher. Now, what would motivate Rashi to say such a thing? The Parshios. Again, the Parsha in Kedoshim, which speaks about Oshek and Gezel together, is clearly talking about Kovei Shechar Socher. So Rashi is assuming that the Oshek of Kedoshim and the Oshek of Vayikra are the same, probably, are the same Oshek, which is a very acceptable assumption. It's a Chiddush. We're saying, based on the Rambam, and to answer Tosfos, and you know, based on the Ritva in Bava Metzia, that there are two different Parshios, and maybe even we're extending this, not only is the relationship of Gezel to Oshek differently, but the definition of Oshek is different in both cases. But according to Rashi, it's quite possible that Kedisha Shechar Socher is classic Oshek. So I think what we're saying here is Oshek of Kivush Kovei Shechar Socher is both better and worse than some of the other cases. It is better and worse than Kvishas Pikadom, certainly. Right? It's stronger, it's worse because of the reliance factor. Elavu no seis nafsho, the things that we spoke of before. It's less of an issue because there's no specific be'en, and there's nothing that came into your possession, be'emuna, as you want to call it. But to milva, we get back to, again, the point I alluded to yesterday, which you spoke of a lot last year, and that is, it's quite possible that a classic milva is a form of tzedakah. And all there is are chobos hagavra to repay it, if you hold priyas bachol mitzvah in particular, which means you get a loan, it's interest-free, and actually on Shemitah's Ksafim you wouldn't even have to pay it back. And the quid pro quo is that you kind of have to mischayev yourself to give back something else, the equivalent amount later on. And not suggesting that there's no correspondence, obviously. It's the same amount, and the reason you have to pay back is because you receive. But we don't really look at it as, you know, there being a constant, you're being in a constant state of chiyuv until you repay. This we contrasted with the milva of a mecher. And Kovei Shechar Socher is a lot closer to the milva of a mecher. Because, again, it isn't just, you know, part of tzedakah, and therefore it triggers a chovos hagavra later on. It's the guy worked for you. You know, you have to pay him. The pressure is enormous and constant. You know, Bayom, Balayla, you know, all the psukim show that. They love when they'll say a stuff show. He's relying on you. Okay. So basically what I'm suggesting that in response to the Michas Chinuch is saying, well, don't you have Oshek and even Gezel and every Milva, in which case the Gemara and Ksuvos is a problem? So what I'm saying is several things here. Number one, even according to the Rambam, who says that Milva is Oshek, it may not be Gezel, maybe only Kovei Shechar Socher is Gezel. And not according to the Rambam, it's quite possible to say that Oshek is limited to Kovei Shechar Socher. That's why I was using the Rashi and Samach Aleph to say. Or even if it isn't limited to Kovei Shechar Socher, it may at least exclude Milva. Because to say that it applies to Pikadon and to Kovei Shechar Socher is one thing. To say even that it applies to maybe to distinguish between a milva shel mecher and a milva bialma might be another place to draw the line. These might be ways to solve the problem of the Gemara in Ksuvis daf peches. So both with regard to Benoach and the problem of milva, these distinctions come into play. Another issue: the Sefer Achinuch says as a davar pashut. That the issue that we spoke about in the Hashkafa part of yesterday's shiur, which was, do you need Ritzui Chavero in addition to Hashavas HaTashlumin? That's the Chiddush of the Rambam is, in Hilchos Tshuva, that even Gezel, you need Ritzui. And we discussed that yesterday a little bit. So it's interesting that the Sefer Chinuch in Reish Chav Ches, again, Dabar Pashut doesn't feel the need to justify it at all. He just says, I think he says it, unless I made it up. Here it is. The knowing is a bechamaka bechosman, the over of all of. The Ashak is Chaver Olivar Alav Zev, who Lav Anita Klase. This is also very interesting. The Chinuch calls Oshek Alav Anita Klase. Interesting. The Rambam calls it a Rav Anita Matashlumin. Bali Tosin say you actually get Malkus. Tosin Samachal. Klomar Shiyasim HaChamas Asher Bekapav V'Yiratze Es Chavero Al Sheiknito V'Hichisa. The Kvar Hodianu, Zecharnam Levracha, Godal Koach, Bal Tshuva. That's our Tshuva comment for the day. So, how does the Chinuch know that there's a Chiyuv L'Ratzos Eschavero Al Sheknito V'Chiso when it comes to Oshek? So we'll get to the Chinuch in a second, but basically the Chinuch thinks that the Mechayiv of Gneva and Gezela and Oshek is one Mechayiv. Or so he says. So for him, if something applies to Gezel, then it applies, in theory, should also apply, probably it should also apply to Oshek. Where does he get? I mean, this halacha comes from the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam that we read yesterday. And Birchas Chinuch doesn't discuss this, but since I was sensitive to the issue, so it struck me. But if we say that Oshek is different than Gneva and Gzela, and it's really more about Mamon, that's the opposite of what Ari was saying about Rashi, right? At least about Kovesh Skarsacher. Anyway. But, and I in Kovesh Skarsacher, I certainly see it. But let's say, the classic cases. I should add, the Sefer HaChinuch was also very bothered by the inclusion of Kovesh Schar Socher together with the others, except that he clearly does not distinguish, as I think the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, and I like the Lecha Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah and so on. I think it's really Meduyak in the Rambam. But the Chinuch did not go this path. The Chinuch felt that Kovesh Schar Socher is Oshek, and so are the others Oshek. Ubechal Oshek Ugam Kain. He starts off Shalonaksu Kamesha Yabiadenu Mizulasenu Derech Onos Derech Techiyav Ramaos. Kamo Anshe Oven Shadochim Bnei Adam Lemar Lech Vashov. It's fascinating. The Chinuch includes an Oshek even the Havamin of the Gemara in Bamitzia Kofir Aleph, when the guy is just procrastinating in the lane. That too is Oshek. The Gemara rejected it as a distinction between Oshek and Gezel because it won't work out in the Parsha Vayikra. But it will work out, perhaps, in Kedoshim, and it's possible that Lech Vashov will also violate Oshek. This can't be the single, only distinction, can't be the only case. That's how the Chinuch had to learn the Gemara. Simple pshat of the Gemara is saying Lech Vashov is not Oshek at all. The Chinuch thought it was. Procrastinating is also Oshek. Bezosi mida rabi oser, v'hirchi sanu atorah shleima mimenu, nezir b'kach hazeh mikra, lo sashik asriyacha, Kimaksik v'mama mizulasenu b'za'inyan, etc. U'bechlal oshek u'gam ken kol shechayev l'chaveru mamon mi'uyan v'oshek oso k'gon kovesh schar socher. Right? V'lo be'inan sheyavo mamish mamon mazik mamish mamon miyad ha'oshuk liyad ha'oshek. Avakol sheyesh l'etzo tzvias mamon v'hu docha oso machmas alamut sheyesh bo a cold sadramos nikra oshek. Again, the The chinuch is articulating what the Rambam was formulating in Sefer Mitzvahs. I know that according to the strict definition, the classical definition of Oshek that I gave before, kover skar sacher should not be included. But whereas in the Rambam, I think it's possible to say that really two dinim of Oshek, and one din of Oshek, the unorthodox one, is also Gezel. It's clear in the chinuch that every Oshek is Gezel, and every Gezel is Oshek. That's what the chinuch says in the end. Quotes the Smag, Uvedatenu, Anu ein kavanas rava shalo imanu b'shnei lavin, ela lavar b'gezel b'shnei lavin, uba'oshek gam kein. So, basically, whether you do Oshek or Gezel, you violate Gezel and Oshek. We'll speak about this in just a minute. It's a very strange shita, but that's what the chinuch holds. So it's clear that he's not saying that this is limited to kovar skar sachet. So basically what ends up, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, is that Oshek is expanded. There are two types of Osheks. We don't care about this difference. We might have thought that it was limited to, you know, the initial Rambam type, but everything comes under the rubric, in the end of the day, everything comes under the rubric of Oshek, and Oshek is also including Lech Vashov, Kedei L'Sabev, She'ishar Lehem Mashav Yadam, Mizulasa. Okay. So, having said that, I think it's a particular chiddush that it is and it isn't. Since he thinks that Gezel, Gneva, Oshek, he says it a few times, they're really the same idea. Shloshe drachim elo yichmesu b'nei adam zeh. Pirtan akos of kulan v'hizur b'kalachon b'fnei atzmo. The difficulty for the chinuch is not to explain the, you know, is to explain the differences and why they're separate, why the Torah didn't just choose one law for Gneva Gzela, and Avabisha Oshek Hagzela Vagneva Inyan Echadhu, Imayosha Maisa Chalugzemizeh, the Tzura is different, but the Mechayiv is the same, Ki Kavana Shloshtan, Shalayika Cha'ada Mama Mizilasa Bishum Tzad. Nonetheless, and we'll explain how he explains it in just a minute. So I think what's fascinating is, on the one hand, he dilutes Gneva and Gzela by equating them with Oshek. On the other hand, this dilution becomes particularly interesting because, and yet you need the Ritzui Chavero. But for the Rambam, let's say, would the Rambam say that you need Ritzui Chavero and Oshek? I think that's a double question. So if we say, according to the Rambam, that we're Mechalik Tin Kovitz, Chasacher, and everything else, that's one point. That's only Kovar Skar Sacher do you have Gezel. Everything else, you don't have it. So if it's limited to Gezel, why should it be limited to Gezel and not to Oshek? Could be because Oshek is more about the Choshev Mishpat side of it, the Hefsed Mamon. The fact that he's denying the other fellow his money. Right? But, in other words, on the line, the hierarchy, let's say, I would say there's first mazik mamon shel chaveiro, niske mamon, and then there's adam mazik. It's hard to know where adam mazik goes. Okay, niske mamon with shor b'shor or shor b'chamar or shor b'sadeh, whatever. Right, then there's oshek. Oshek is more because it's intentional. Right, he's inflicting, and it's again, if you look at it from the Lech Mishnah's point of view, right, he's mahanes atzmo and he's mitzaris chaveiro in oshek. So then what the chinuch says is fine. But if the real point isn't so much Mahanes Atzmo and Mitzar Chavero, as much as it is this a Mechayev of Hefsed Mamon, or is it a Mechayev of Maisa Gzelas, or Maisa Vera here? So then we might say, the more oriented we are towards the objective Maisa, right, the more we can speak about the need for Ritzui and Tshuva beyond simply compensation. And Oshek belongs to be grouped with Nezek. So as far as that is concerned, Kovas Skar Sacher is, I think, particularly interesting. Because on the one hand, Kovas Skar Sacher is also Gzela. On the other hand, there's no Maisa. Right? That's Josh's point from before. It might be Gezel, but is there a Maisa Gzela? Right? We really view it as a Maisa Gzela. in one respect, Kovetz Chai Socher is even less than a regular Oshek. It almost didn't make the cut for Oshek. Right? Because there's no ban. Yeah.
It would also be important that for Ritzu, how Ritzu is not just about being opposite the other person moment, but it's how you violated his rights, you're overstepping your bounds, and like crossing
right.
over into his.
Right. It might depend on what the pius and the Ritzu, what motivates it, whether it's him or you. You know, how heinous is your crime, or how much you know it destroyed his your relationship with him. As you say, you know, it's like violating him. You know, beyond the simply money part. How does Oshek and how do the different types of Oshek, in other words, fit into this issue? Okay, so there are a number of issues to raise about Kovei Schar Sakhir and Oshek generally being better and worse. Ben Noach, Malkus would be an issue. Ritsui Chavero would be an issue. The question of Priyas Balkov mitzvah or beyond that might be an issue. There might be several additional nafkamina if we take this perspective of Kovetz Chai Socher. And then the question that Josh raised as well, which is what do we mean when we say Kovetz Chai Socher is gzela? Do we only mean that there's an isur gzela? Or do we really consider the act of Kovetz Chai Socher to be a maisa gzela as well? And that sounds like it's a difference in semantics, but as we go forward, we'll see. There are certain dinim of gzela that depend on the maisa gzela, and others that depend on the chiyuv gzela. This is our certain dinim that depend on kinyan gzela. Kinyanim, chiyuvim, and maisa gzela usually go hand in hand in a classic act of gezel. Occasionally, we can split to these three factors from one another. So when we speak about gezel being, Kovetz Chai Socher being over gezel, it's quite possible that we don't mean that it's a maisa gzela. We only mean that there is chiyuv gzela under these circumstances. We'll get back to that as well. Okay. What about other approaches to this issue? So let's mention two others. Yeah. Right.
When would you learn the idea that Oshak needs to be the Chazaka and all of the Kasha? You know, according to the Sman, that said they're one Indian, they
right.
need to still somehow rebuild the values of the fundus. And that means you said Oshak has to be done specifically the Chazaka and the Kasha.
Well, I you know why? I still think that the Psukim are very suggested that way. Right? I mean, the Torah uses the expression Oshek. In the context of you know of gezel, it sounds like Oshek, you know, becomes gezel. If Oshek didn't have a connotation of bechazka ube, ubemezid, then I think it would be difficult to say that the same phrase could be used, even if it's limited to the context of Kovetz Chai Socher. So I still think that the language of the psukim, you know, point in that direction.
Even though they are,
I mean, and the Oshek of Perak Aleph, Halacha Gimel, are Halacha Gimel and Halacha Dal, and the Rambam are two different surahs. No question about that. Well, I'm suggesting because the Maisa is much more prominent in one than in the other, that you know there could be nafkamina, and there could be, and they are different bechayvim. I think they are different bechayvim. But you're asking me, so if they're really, it's a good question you're asking. If they're different bechayvim. And you don't have Ayikzal Chonis Miyana Mitzri to integrate into Oshek, so how do you even know that it's, you know, Ba'ones or Bechazka? Maybe it could be done through trickery, etc. So how do we Hazaram know that? That's what you're asking. I'm saying, I think still the fact that there's the overlap in Kovetz Chai Socher, which is a form of Oshek, and that the Psukim seem to link them together, would still point in that direction. Okay. On the other hand, Michael mentioned before, one other point before we continue, a machlokas between Rashi and the Rama, which I think, you know, is interesting in light of this as well, namely, Michael? When the Gemara says, ukiyotzebo, and the Gemara ends up saying, kovetz chai socher, so Rashi says that refers to gzela. And as for gneva, there is none. There's a yifas Torah kiyotzebo, there's a gzela kiyotzebo, but there's no gneva kiyotzebo. And the Rama says, why? Why not to say that, Michael? What's the Kiyotze Gebrai going to be? Kovitzchar Sacher. But Kovitzchar Sacher, Betzina, you know, Betachbolas. Right? Instead of being, you know, saying, I'm not paying you, by the way, and I'm proud of that, you know, you say, you do some tricky thing to make him think that, you know, that you don't owe him money. Not hard to figure out a Gneva equivalent, you know, to Kovitzchar Sacher. So the Rama says that'll be the Kiyotziba. When the Gemara says Kiyotziba, it didn't mean Kiyotziba Gzela. It meant Kiyotziba of either Gneva or Gzela, each according to its own character. That's the Yad Rama. What's good for Gzela is good for Gneva. Okay. But maybe one could say for Rashi, this goes to what Baruch Dov just asked me, actually. But I think it's 2 points. Number one, to what Baruch Dov just asked me, it's interesting to note that the Rambam assumes that Oshek includes Chazaka and Farhesia, right? So in a way, what Rashi assumed in Sanhedrin is also assumed by the Rambam. What the Rama was asking was equivalent to what Baruch Dov just asked me. Okay, so that could be based on the Pesukim, it's possible. That's point number one. But I think there could be another element, and that is, indeed, Gneva, Gzela, Oshek are three different Mechaivim, right? What we might say is that you know, if there is overlap at all, technically and actually in the case of Kovei Schar Sacher, and even if there's no overlap, but at least the need to contrast one with the other, Ezu Oshek, Ezu Gezel, both in the Gemara and Kufin Aleph, and the Gemara and Samach Aleph, and in the Rambam itself, right on Perak Aleph Halach Gimel and Dalid, or Beis Gimel and Dalid, the Rambam Hilchos Gneva didn't say what's the difference between Gneva and Oshek. And Hilchos Gneva is written before Hilchos Gezela. Rambam didn't find the need to do it. So even as far as, never mind Kovitz Karsacher, where there's the overlap, even Gezel, where there's no overlap, but the Rambam was on the defensive. Ezahu, Ezahu. Right. And yet, you don't find that in Gneva. So maybe the sense that we get is, both from Rashi and from Rambam, is that to the extent that Oshek, you know, belongs at all, on both of these levels, to the world of Gneva Gzela, it belongs to Gzela more than to Gneva. In other words, that in Gneva, without a Maisa, right, you're really deficient. Of course, there might be an exception to this, which needs to be understood, and that is Toein Tainas Ganav. Nothing I can do about that. I mean, a different way to understand Toein Tainas Ganav, but if we could just, you know, that aside for the moment, we'll soon see the, for example, the other satellite cases of Gzela that were mentioned before, Shlichus Yad, Kofar B'Pikadon, Shol Shalomidas, Paragimel of Hilchos Gzela, those are all Gzelas, they're not Genevas. The question we were asking before is, why aren't they Oshek? Right? They really aren't exactly Oshek either. But, okay. But, because the act of Kofar given the responsibility for the chepetz and so on, you know, then becomes not just bechazka, the refusal to give it back, you know, the act of kfira or the abuse of the shmira through shlichus yad or through shol shalomidas, that becomes an act of gezel. I think similar. Actually, I think it's more similar to what we were describing in kovesh schar sacher than oshek. But you understand that, you know, again on the hierarchy of things. Oshek belongs a lot closer to Kofar B'Pikadon, Shaleach Yad. Certainly we wouldn't be shocked and we wouldn't be unhappy if there were some Rishonim who said they're not Gezel at all. Probably the Gemara said they're Gezel in Bava Kamma, but people said they're not Gezel, they're Oshek. Or they're Gezel Oshek if they're one and the same. So again, I think the Machlokes in the Rama and Rashi, I think the Rambam finds himself squarely on the side of Rashi on this issue, implicitly. And I think that is important as well. Okay, other shitas, two other shitas, as we continue. One is the chinuch. The chinuch is a little bit puzzling. As I mentioned before, the chinuch is of the opinion that there's no unique status of kovesh schar sachir. There's a bit of a chiddush of kovesh schar sachir is oshek, but it is, and it is fully, and whatever we say about one, we say about the others. Moreover, it's perfectly clear from the end of the Sefer HaChinuch that he holds that whenever you violate Gezel, you violate Oshek v'Gezel, and whenever you violate Oshek, you violate Oshek v'Gezel. You violate both for both, even though the definitions are different. The Tsuros are different. That's strange. That's peculiar. Mimanusha, right? One could have read in the Gemara, as soon as you could read the Gemara in two different ways, other than the chinuch. Let me just mention them quickly. One way to have read the Gemara might have been when the Gemara says lavar lof shnayim, the Gemara says ma ezu oshek ezu gezel. One could have said when the Gemara says lavar lof shnayim, one could have said the Gemara doesn't mean, this doesn't work in with certain lines of the Gemara, but in theory, if you have that, one could have said that the Gemara doesn't mean that you do one action, you violate both. Put it this way. In the context of the Gemara in Samach Aleph from Adalet, at least, one could have understood the Gemara in a whole different way. One could have said that the Gemara says, why do you need a pasuk for Gzela? You can learn Gzela from Onah and Rizis. And as Rashi says, because the Mechayiv is Hefsed Mamon. So the Gemara was back and forth. And finally the Gemara says, you're right, you really could, but Lav Rol Bishnai. And what does Lav Rol Bishnai mean? Not that you do one action, one surah, and you get two violations. No. The Torah wanted to be marbe, right? The different forms, the different subtle nuances of how you are mechaser mamon from people, because it wanted to warn about each and every one of them. You can only violate one at a time. Okay? I think that could certainly have been an explanation of Lav Arlo Bishnai. Arlo Bishnai is asking like a more basic question. Why did the Torah set up Gzela, Oshek, Gneva, Ona, Ribis separately? Why not to include it all under one rubric? The answer is, the Torah wanted to underscore these differences, right? Because it's a This idea of being mechaser mamon is something you really have to be careful about. And the more isurim, the more azharos that you formulate, the better to accomplish that goal. But you never automatically violate more than one. Again, if you do two things to overlap in the definitions, that's something else. One could have thought that was what the chinuch was saying, just one more second, in the beginning of the piece. The chinuch says here, you know, why are we doing this? After all, shlosha drachim elo yichmasu b'nei adam zeze, but they're really all one idea of hefsed mamon. Right? But pirtan akosav kulan v'hizr b'kol echem b'fnei atzmo, kein ma'ashomer zuchonu l'vracha, zeu oshek, zeu geza, v'lo mechilkan akosav lavar l'bishnei lavar. Pirushinyan ze, v'ikar atam l'fi daiti, v'shnei tzdanim. Number one, he says, shekol shirvatzal kel baruchu l'harchik menu l'tovasenu richu gadol, here belanu azaros rabos, the old lanu toeles nimtza beribuy azaros. Kamo shamarnu ratzam makom lazakas is Yisrael. If yikachir b'lahem mitzvos hakavona lem barmara mitzvos is gamal azaros. It's a bit of a chiddush of the chinuch. Not only ratzam kodesh baruch hu lazakos the mitzvos, but also be surim. Shehir b'lahem azaros harbe b'meshe yeefshel laodia b'azara achas. You could have written it all in one simple Azara, but we want to be marbe the Azaros. Kamo bekan she efshel aziru derech klal lo tikhu mama mizulaskim shelo kedin v'nisrabu Azaros lanu kedei shenekabel sachar harbe ala prisha min aveira. It says in chas v'shalom alachein she'ein lefarish chalila she'yirtza akel lava ba'alila o briyosav lachein she'yarbe hanakom aleihem Ki chavet Hashem Baruch Hu Baruch Shemal Lezakos B'Yosef Lo Lechayim Ava Yizarev Zirus Achar Zirus Leman Yilamdu Yikchu Musar V'Yizku Bisracham Min Averus Musrav Zetam Liyode Das Dvash V'Chala. Okay. Beautiful Sefer HaKinuch. If you stop right there, I would have thought, and if you didn't know the Gemara's, both Gemara's explicitly, I would have thought that what he meant to say was, he went to have his cake and eat it too. And this would have been like a perfect solution, except it doesn't fit so well in some of the lines of the Gemara. And that is when the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to know, why do you need Gezel and Osher? What's the difference between them? Why isn't it all one rubric? And why do you need Onan, Ribbis, and Gezel, and Gneva, and Oshek? It's all one theme. Right? The answer is Lav or Lebishneva. Torah wants to do this by breaking it down into more specific little pieces. What's the advantage of that? The advantage of that is it underscores how terrible this is, what you need to violate, what you need to avoid violating. Moreover, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, when you're a good guy and you are scrupulous about your relationship with your fellow man and when it comes to monetary matters, so Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, you're avoiding Oshek, you're avoiding Zela, you're avoiding Gneva, the more the merrier. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. But do you ever automatically violate both at the same time? No. If you do, because this is an explanation why the Torah decided to specify and to distinguish. If you do a mais gzeila ba'ones v'yikachas chanis miyada mitzri, it's gazel. If it's stealthily, it's b'maisa, it's gneva. If it's withholding somebody's property or money, then it's oshek. And never the twain shall overlap, or at least not automatically, unless you happen to do something that overlaps them. And I think that's a way to explain it. To explain the Gemara in Bava Metzia Samach Aleph, that would work fine. The Gemara says, what do you need all these separate things? The answer is, lav ola b'shnayim, the way the Chinuch understands it. The Gra almost says it. It doesn't say completely. The Gra says, well, okay, I'm going to leave the Gra for a minute. Okay. The Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph Omid Aleph is, of course, the reason that you can't say that. Yisvari, you could say it. But the Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph Omid Aleph is explaining that you have Kovei Schar Sachir, and in Kovei Schar Sachir you violate Gezel and Oshek at the same time. And then the Gemara says, Ezu Oshek, Ezu Gezel. So again, if the Gemara was just saying, even then you could say, Kovei Schar Sachir, you happen to be doing both things. Maybe you really are. There's an act of Gezel, as we explained it, because of the Elavun Oseas Nafsho. And also the fact that you just aren't giving him what he supposed to get. That there's Oshek in that. Then the Gemara says, Ezu Gezel, Ezu Oshek, what's the difference between them? Right? And the Gemara says, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe it's the next thing. Right? Lav or l'bishnei lav. It really sounds, the problem on Kuf Yud Aleph is it really, really sounds like the Gemara is saying, you know, you're always going to violate one when you violate the other. Unless you say that Gemara is limited to Kovesh Schar Sachir, which the Chinuch didn't think. So that would have been one way to explain all of this. The other way to explain it would be, but he can't say it according to the Chinuch, and that's why, in the end, he makes it perfectly clear that it's not so. Av bish inyan shneihem hu, shel nikach mamim zol aseinu. Fact is that you violate both every time you violate one. That's the Chinuch. The other way would have been to say that when we say lavra lav bishnayim, it might work in one direction, but not necessarily in the other. Again, not like the Chinuch. Every time you violate one, you may violate two, but not every time you violate the other. One is more expansive, one is less expansive. That is the view of the Rashbats in Zohar HaRakia. Rashbats in Zohar HaRakia says, I have a line here, that this linkage goes in one direction only. I think that's what the Gra says as well. The inin gezel, who sheyita mamun chaveru befanav bechazka, kemo shochichu chazal vayigzal sachanis miyad amitzri, v'lav zeh b'minyan uba, apapish lohutzrach El Indian Oshek Sakhir. Basically, Oshek Sakhir is the reason why we need a lab of Gzela. But once we have that lab of Gzela, it's independent. But if you had learned out from Gezel Vona, you wouldn't know Kovesh Schar Sakhir, I guess. That's why he's Rajbats is reading the Gemara. It's also a bit of a novel way. So therefore, you need to mention Gezel. But once you have Gezel, it doesn't mean that Gezel and Kovesh Schar Sakhir are identical. All it means is, Kamosh is Karnu Berkez Uneshach, Im Kolzeh, Hu Ba Beminyan, the Eno Bechlal Lava Oshek. Aval bishamru came to Perak Hamakabel, shekol Oshek hu Gezel, vein kol Gezel Oshek. Wow. So basically, the Rashbats, where he reads the Gemara Lavra of Bishnayim. Now, what I said before, which I think Bedochak you'd have to read, which is Torah is telling you this is like a, you know, stepping back and trying to figure out what's the scheme of the Torah. Why did the Torah not say Hetzu Mamon and instead it said Onah Ribis Gezel? The answer is Lavrol of Bahar Be'lab. That's one approach. The Rashbats is saying Lavrol of Bishayim. Right? Gezel. Every Oshek is Gezel. Every Gezel is not Oshek. But it's strange. We're Hanzeva Yigzel Zachonis Biyana Mitzri. So this may point to the following drive. This works a little bit, I think, well with what Ari was saying, right? That Oshik is different?
It definitely is different, yeah. Same
right. I mean, Gzela would be, except that there's no overlap. I mean, that part of it is different. But at least not every Oshik is Gezel. Not every Gezel is Oshik. Every Oshik is Gezel. Basically, what the Rashbats is saying is that Gzela is an Isra Klali, and Oshek is something more specific. You only violate that more specific if you have the conditions of Oshek. Kovesh, Schar, Sakhir is Oshek and Gezel. There can be Oshek also B'li. There can be Gezel B'li Oshek. Vayigzel Sachan is Miyad HaMitzer. This idea that Gezel is the Iser Klali would help with the fact that Kofer Bipikadon, Shlichus Yad, Shol Shlomidas, according to the Rambam, are all Gezel. But the question is, what is the Vayigzel Zachonis Miyad HaMitzri? So here, let me just mention something, once heard the Rav suggest. And that is, the Rav also didn't, I don't know if he didn't know, but didn't quote, wasn't based on this Rashbats, but suggested something like this idea. The Rav thought the following. The Rambam begins Sefer Nezikin with Hilchos Gneiva. And Hilchos Gneiva and Gneiva itself focuses very much on the Maisa Gneiva. If you had to accent the difference between Gneiva and Gzela, you would say Gneiva is much more oriented to the Maisa Aveira. Gzela much more towards Hefsed Mamon. How do you know such a thing? What's the Raya? The Rav brought the following interesting Raya. The Rambam, when he wants to explain why there's no Malkus. Why is there no Malkus in Gneiva and Gezeva? So in Hilchos Gneiva, Perek Aleph, Rambam says, V'ein loken alav zeh shari nita l'tashlumen. Shaganov chiva osator l'shalem. In Hilchos Gzela, Perek Aleph, the Rambam also addresses the question, and here he says two things. Ein lokan alav zeh shorei kosev nitko laaseh, shem gozal chayev lahachsir, shenem aveheshev es ha-gzela asher gozal, zu mitzis haseh, ve'afil sarav ha-gzela, so then there's no longer be'en. And the Rambam Shita, we'll discuss this when we get to Yish and other things, there are many Rishonim who hold that the ve'heshev es ha-gzela asher gozal could be accomplished through money as well. Rambam Shita is the Heshev is like Zeila Asher Gozal requires Hashabbos Abed. So Afil Sarafa Gzeila, you still ain't a loke. Sheru Chayev L'Shalim Dameha. V'cholav Shenita L'Tashlumin ain't loke in Olav. So when it comes to Gezel, the Rambam says two things: Lav Shenita Glasei, and Lav Shenita L'Tashlumin. When it comes to Gedeva, all we have is Lav Shenitan Tashumet. Now, it's based on the Psukim, of course. The Pasuk says, the Heshiv is like Zela, Asher Gazal. It doesn't say, the Heshiv is like Gneva, Asher Gana. Right, so you just might ask, why is that? One could have said, well, all right, you know, it's a Binyanav, it's basically the same Halacha. So from Heshiv is like Zela, Asher Gazal, we understand that Ashavas of the N is Nita Klase. Rambam clearly holds that that's not so. So whether you want to ask, whether you want to make this point in the Rambam or back earlier to the Psukim themselves, the question is, well, why? So they're all trying to explain this by saying, because this is an issue in Nita Klase, but it's easier to understand Nita Klase when you can really turn the clock back. Can you turn the clock back in Geneva and Gazela? Well, it depends. If you look at it from the point of view of Hefsed Mamon, the impact on the victim, sure. $100 lost can be replaced. But if you look at it in terms of the Maisa Gneva, both in terms of the Ganav and even in terms of the Nignav, namely, he did this action, he is a shame Ganav, he did this Maisa Gneva, so it's an unacceptable act on his part, or he did this to the victim, you know, he trespassed his Rishus and his Bailus, can you compensate for that? Sure. But can you turn the clock back and reverse it as if it never happened? It's not dollars and cents. So Gneva is Nitan the Tashlumin alone. And Gzela is Nitan the Tashlumin, but it's also Nita Klase. So if that's the case, so he wanted to explain that that's the Rambam starts Uchos Gneva by discussing, and the Mishnayos in Perek Meruba starts their discussion of Gneva and Gzela with Gneva. That's a Maisa Aveira. That's very distinctive. And then, after finishing Hilchos Gneva, the Rambam turns his attention to Gzela. So basically what the Rambam is saying is as follows. The component that makes Gneva unique and different, more than Mazik, a contrast to Mazik, and I think this also might explain why we begin with Hilchos Gneva in the Rambam as opposed to Hilchos Gzela, even though logic might have dictated otherwise in terms of the hierarchy, is the Maisa Lekicha Sachefetz Bekinyan Mershus HaBailim, at least in the classic case. So don't you have that in Gzela too? In which case, what's the difference between Gzela and Gneva? So the Rambam's answer is, the difference is, based on the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Ayin test. When the Gemara in Bava Kama is addressing the question, what's the difference between Gneva and Gzela? So basically what the Gemara is really saying is, as far as the Tzura is concerned, the Maisa, Lekicha, Bekinyan, Mirshus, Abayim, they look pretty much the same. What differentiates them? The answer is, Bechozek Yad, Ubefarhesia. And that's how the Rambam begins, Uchos Gzela. From the perspective of Gneva, Gzela seems to be the same, except that Chozek Yad and Farhesia. Moreover, Gzela includes, in its non-classical case, but in its satellite cases, other components as well. Because the Mechayev of Gzela, at least the emphasis, is not so much on the Maisa as it is on the Hefsed Mamon. So basically the Rambam is telling us two different things in the beginning of Hilchos Gzela. One is a contrast to Gneva, and that's where he talks about Vayikzol Zachanis Biyad HaMitzri. And the other is the Oshek part of Gzela. That's why the Rambam thinks, this is how the Rav explained, that's why Sholeach Yad, Kofar Pikadon, Shol Shalomidas are in Hilchos Gzela and they're Gzelos. But they're later on in Perek Gimel, they're not in Perek Aleph, because in Perek Aleph, the Rambam is interested in contrasting Gzela with Gneva. It's obvious why Shol Shlomidas, Kofar Pikadon, and Shlichus Yad are not Gneva. Where do they come to Gneva? They don't look like Gneva at all. There you don't need Bechozek Yad and Befarhesia to explain it. That's just Gzela. So this works nicely with the Rashbats, which is that Gzela is basically an Iser Klali. Gneva is something that is very prati, very specific where the Maisa is not only the description of what's taking place, but the Mechayev. The fact that it is Betzina, Betachboles, like the Gemara explains, that it's a slap in the face to the Rabbonu Shel Olam, that's what makes it even more a Maisa Aveira. The fact that you go steal into the guys, it's more, in a way, a violation, also, in a certain sense. Right? That just being held up in the street. Psychologically and otherwise. But Gezel isn't just about the contrast to Gneva. Gezel is the Iser Klali of Hefsed Mamon. And that's why when the Gemara speaks about Ona and Ribis, the Gemara says, what do you need Gezel for? The Gemara didn't say, why do you need, or at least not initially. The Gemara didn't say, why don't you need Gneva? Actually, when the Gemara says in Bam Metzia and Samach Aleph on the base, finish in one more minute. The Gemara's next line is Lo Signovu de Kasab Rachmana Lamali. So the Gemara does ask the question. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, what does it mean? Nelef or Lelef Meribis Vauna Shrai Mechasra Mamon. It's a continuation of the same Shaka Matarian. However, I don't know if you got a chance already to see the Shiltos in Parshas. By the way, I think I printed it wrong in the Mar Makomos. I think it says Tzadi, it should say Dalid. It's Parshas Noach. I apologize for that. I think I wrote the right page though in the Netziv version. But if you look at the Shiltos read the Gemara differently than Rashi. Shiltos read the Gemara, once you have Lo Sigzol, why do you need Lo Signov? Which is very nice. In other words, the relationship between Gzela and Gneva is a question, but that you wouldn't learn Gneva from Ona or Ribis, because that's just Hefsed Mamon. And then we'll see how that contrast works out. So this might be similar to what the Rashbats has in mind, that every Oshek is Gezel, but not every Gezel is Oshek. The Gra says something like this. Again, the Frankel Rambam quotes as the Gra's here. There's a bunch of them, actually. The first one, I think, is the closest. But it's somewhere in between the Sefer HaChinuch and here. Hiksha Rav HaMagid, V'nira Shezek Kol Gadol. Kol Mokam She'omru La'avar L'Bishnei La'av V'na Kavana B'zeh She'kol La'av Chasud V'inyan B'fnei Atzmo Ach Miyutar Oso Alav V'fnei She'yochol Lilmo V'imokam Acher Al Zeh Omru La'avar B'shnei La'av. He's starting off the way I suggested you could have read the Chinuch. Meaning, the real question is, in the Psukim, why wasn't it sufficient to get away without the Pasuk of Lo Sigzol? Even though, once it's written, each one has a different meaning and significance. Al Zeh Amru Lav or B'Shnei Lav. But then he adds, Pirish, Oso Alav Shenichtav, Afa B'Shein Tzorech Kedei Lavor, V'chein B'inyan Ochal Potisa, V'chein In Gam Ken Kan, Shalotashok Kosu Biskar Sahir, Velo Sigzol Ksiv Bipikadon, Ushar Dvarim. Ah, Halav de Losashok, Lotzarich, Shariu Nami Bechalalo Sigzol, Alzamro Lavar Labishne Lavin, Avalav de Losashok, Loksiv Ela Biskar Sahir, Bechalav de Losigzol, Loksiv Ela Beinyano. So it sounds a lot like the Gra. This is from Likutei Aramba, the Gra and Likutei Aramba. I don't know what it is exactly, where it comes from. But this formulation of the Gra seems to be saying something very similar to the Rashbats, that Gezel is an Isur Klali, every Oshek is Gezel. There is Oshek, which is only Oshek, and not Gezel. What about the Sefer HaChinuch? With this I want to conclude. Sefer HaChinuch is puzzling, because Sefer HaChinuch says they're different in Tsuros, but they're one in theme. So what does he mean that when you violate one, you always violate the other, but in both directions? Every Oshek is two Lavin, and every Gezel is two Lavin. Strange. I don't know if he means this, but we do find parallels to this. Possibly the Rambam Shita about Bayura Bayimatze. The Rambam holds that whenever you're violating Bayura, you violate Bayimatze. Whenever you violate Bayimatze, you violate Bayura. But if you look carefully at the Rambam, especially in Sefer Mitzvos, it sounds like the Rambam thinks that the Mechaivim of Bayura and Bayimatze are different. In one, it's about Bailus, and the other, it's about having a certain relationship to the Chayfetz. If you look carefully at the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, it seems clear that that's what he wants to say. And yet, he holds that even though these are different mechaydim, when you violate one, you always violate the other. That's strange. It's having your cake and eating it too. But we understand the Rambam, because what does it mean to violate something mimanashach? We don't. The idea that you just do one action, it's one mechayev, but you get two lavin for it is strange. That's what the Smag says in our sugya, but generally it's a strange idea. On the other hand, how do we explain that you would violate one or the other? So I think in Bayrabai Matzah, the idea in the Rambam is as follows. And that is, the legal status of one mechayev ends up triggering the other. Because it's a kpeda about bailus, when it comes to Bayrabai Matzah, you're not allowed to own the object. So if you violate it and you own it, that is also in turn considered having a kind of relationship with the object which triggers the other. And vice versa. If there's a question how to define bailus when it comes to bayura bay matzeh, particularly since shnei dvarim enim b'shusa shaladam ha'asun ha'kasav kilu b'shuso, right, so you might define it a little differently. Well, if you're also not allowed to have a personal relationship with the cheftza, and you do, that too may be enough to trigger a kind of quasi bailus under these conditions. In other words, there's a bayura, there's a bayi matzeh. There are two different mechayvim, but in each case, one triggers the other. I think that one could say something similar when it comes to Sefer Achim. I think that one could say, listen, all things being equal, Oshek and Gezel refer to different things. Oshek refers to the withholding of the object, the Sheval Tasa not giving it. By the way, I should add, Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva uses Bosashok as an example of, you know, also in that hierarchy of, you know, of violating Yisurin B'limaisa, and says that Losashok, completely passive. It's the not giving of the Chayv, not the withholding, but the not giving, if there is such a difference. But I think that's exactly the issue. One could have said that Oshek is about not doing what you're supposed to do, not giving. And Gezel is about taking away. The fact that the Torah wrote both, and in one parsha made it seem like Oshek and Gezel are the same, Lavrol and Bishnei Labim, Zeo Oshek, Zeo Gezel, it doesn't mean that they're identical. What it means is every Oshek will trigger a Gezel, and every Gezel will trigger an Oshek. What does it mean? Every Gezel will trigger an Oshek, because it's not only that act that you did that is important, taking his money. Taking his money and keeping it away from him, separating him from it, that constitutes Oshek. One might have said, well, if you're already being Mechayevim, you know, double jeopardy for Mechayevim for taking away the money, so you're not going to Mechayevim again. It sounds like a Telzer, whatever, you know, for taking it and not giving it back. No, that's, I don't know if this proves that Telzer is generally right, or maybe only when you have Xeris HaKasim, I don't know. But basically, what we're saying is, the Gezel is going to trigger a Losasha. By the same token, what we said about Kovet Schar Sachir, which is sometimes an act of omission can end up being a commission. Sometimes what looks like a Sheval Tasa is viewed as, not he's not paying, he's not yet paying, but he's Machsik Momun Chavero. That's a Maisa too. That's an act of Gezel. The Oshek is Gezel, the Gezel is Oshek. Yeah. First name, by the way? It depends how you understand. It's an interesting question. We'll get to that's our next topic. Almanas Lameka. So we'll get to it. But it depends on how you understand Almanas Lameka, you know, being chai. If Almanas Lameka is chai, it's because we don't care about motivation, and at the end of the day, Gitsura, so then I don't think we know one way or another. If Almanas Lameka really establishes that it's a qualitatively different Gedevo Gazela, then I think it would be an interesting question. Okay, we'll stop here. That's in terms of Oshek. Our next topic is Amanas Lemekat. I just want to say something very quickly next time about the Rajban Rashi on Dalar of Base, but then Amanas Lemekat, and I'll give you more Marmakomos, and soon we should be getting to the beginning. If you're already ahead and you want to start reading through the Shakunataria, the first 2.5 tapim, that would be a good thing. We're going to need that. Either... Thank you. very soon or a little later, but we're going to need it anyway.
Go with Rashbat and the